Okay, next item I want to share with you is a practical preparedness item that apparently I overlooked all these years. And I've come to find this product that I'm going to mention here is incredibly valuable for prepping. And now that I know about it and I've had to use this and it worked amazingly well, I'm going to share with you what it is. They're not a sponsor. They haven't paid for this. The brand name, well, let me tell you what it is first. Have you ever had a valve stem break on one of the tires on your car or truck? The valve stem, you know, that's the stem that sticks out from that hole in the rim and that you push the air into, you know, to air up your tire or to take the air out of the tire. Valve stem. Now, normally valve stems don't break, but when they do break, it seems like a nightmare because you can't air up the tire. And if you're out on the road, you know, you're kind of screwed. You would almost, I mean, you'd have to put on the spare, I guess, which is a pretty big hassle, right? You have to take the tire off and put on the spare. You know, you have to jack up the vehicle. And I guess first you have to find your jack. Where did the jack go? And where's all those little pieces that go together on the jack, you know, right? Well, what if you didn't have to do any of that? What if you could replace the valve stem in just a couple of minutes with no tools, or almost no tools? Well, that's a situation that I ran into recently. And I had a valve stem that broke on one of my truck tires. And I didn't want to take the tire off and take it in and have somebody, you know, break the bead and then pull the old valve stem out and then reseat the tire, you know, and air it back up and then bring it back and put it back on. So I did a little research and I found out that there's a valve stem replacement system that can be used in emergencies that's made by a company called Colby, C-O-L-B-Y, Colby. Colby Valve, I think, is what they're called. And Colby Valve makes a set of both emergency valve stem repair items and then permanent ones that do require, for the permanent ones, it requires like a half-inch socket, you know, like a ratchet set with a half-inch socket. But for the temporary one, you can just do it by hand. And pretty easily, you can replace the valve stem without having to take the tire off the vehicle, without having to take the tire off the rim. It's very simple. And you once you take the old valve stem out, or in my case, I ripped off the stem and then I push the rest of it into the tire where it's like knocking around inside there, a little piece of rubber. I don't care. Then you insert this replacement valve stem. You just kind of insert it and you pull it back and then just kind of tighten it with your hand, and it spreads out underneath the hole into a rubber gasket and makes a seal, and then you can air up the tire and you're good to go. This is so amazing as a prepper item that I'm buying a bunch of these and I'm carrying them now in every vehicle. And I can't believe that I didn't know about this before, because I kind of, you know, I pride myself on being a well-informed prepper and also having a lot of practical knowledge. And, you know, I've talked before about having a bicycle pump, like a foot pump, to carry in your vehicle so that if you're low on air, you don't have to look for an air refill station or quarters to put into it or whatever. You can just take out a bicycle pump, a foot pump, and you can just pump it up. And remember I told you the best brand is Schwinn, because I tried a bunch of other cheap brands and they all suck, and Schwinn is the only one that works. So you get yourself a Schwinn foot pump for your bicycle tires, and you can pump up your vehicle tires with that same thing. So I don't travel without a Schwinn foot pump. And that way, again, I can air up wherever I am. And also, I always travel with a tire plug kit. And I think I've even posted a video about that. How to quickly, you know, take a nail out or take a screw out of the tire and then plug that hole with the, you know, the sticky tire plug thing and that plunger tool that comes in those kits. And those kits are cheap. They're like $12, $14, something like that, online. So I always travel with a tire repair kit. And I have driven probably tens of thousands of miles on tires that I've repaired that way. In my experience, it's almost a permanent fix. I guess it depends on the size of the hole and what was in it. One time I had a tire that was actually, it was pierced by just a piece of gravel that had a very specific shape. I couldn't believe it. You know, the tire was low. I heard the hiss and I jack it up and I rotate it around. And I'm like, wow, what is that? I pull out this small rock. It was a piece of gravel that's shaped like a thorn, basically, but it was a rock. I couldn't believe it. It's the first time that's ever happened to me. Normally it's, you know, nails, screws, mesquite thorns, being that it's in Texas here. But whatever it is, you pull those things out, and then you plunge the hole with the tire repair, you know, ripper tool, and then you plunge in the sticky, I don't even know what you call it, the sticky fibrous stick material, and then you're done. You know, your tire's sealed. Anyway, despite all these preparedness items that I've been traveling with for tires, I did not have a valve stem repair kit. And that's something that I was missing. It's something that's now easy to handle. And now I'm passing it along to you in case you didn't know about this. Again, the company's called Colby, C-O-L-B-Y, Colby Valve. And they're kind of pricey until you realize how much it sucks to not have one. I think they sell two of these for like $30 or $28 or something. You're like, man, that sounds like a lot. Well, what's the price of being stranded on the side of the highway? That's expensive. You know, $15 to fix a valve in 5 minutes, that sounds like a bargain to me. And then you can, you know, pump up your tire and keep on cruising down the road. Now, the reason this stuff matters is not so much for right now today when the economy is still functioning. I'm talking about in a post-collapse scenario where the banks are frozen, things aren't working for some period of time. We don't know the total duration of that, right? There's no way to know how long that the collapse is going to last or how long the chaos will last. But for a long time, you may not be able to get parts. You may not be able to get new tires, for example, or new vehicles. So you're going to have to make the stuff you have work for a longer period of time. So you're going to need simple ways to keep things running. And for vehicles, this is a key, you know, tires. Without tires, you've got nothing. And also, think about the danger of being stranded on the side of the road as society collapses. You know, you're an easy target for some armed group that just happens to be driving by and sees you as a target of opportunity. Oh, here's somebody on the side of the road. Looks like they need help. You know, let's go rob that person, that kind of thing. And, you know, you might be focusing on your tire and maybe not looking at someone suddenly driving up with three armed men getting out of their vehicle. So, in other words, being able to repair things quickly and get back on the road is actually, it's a life preservation or a safety issue. More than just maintenance, it's actually a safety issue. And for those of you who are going off-road and you have off-road vehicles, or ATVs or UTVs or side-by-side type of vehicles, which are really great for, you know, cross-country travel, these valve stems work in those vehicles too. And those vehicles, it's pretty easy to roll up on a nail or a mesquite thorn or something like that. And, oh, you know what? There's also there's something that you can fill in your tires that will fill the holes when the holes actually happen. And I've also tested many brands of that. And there's one brand that works really well in mesquite country in Texas. I'm going to mention this brand, even though, I don't know, I'm a little reluctant to, just because I feel like these sealant products are wildly overpriced. You know, as far as I can tell, it's liquid with some kind of thickener, like maybe it's guar gum or xanthan gum, and then it's got a lot of pieces of, like, little, like, rubber pieces in it of different sizes. As far as I can tell, that's what these things are. And there's a bunch of different brands, but the brand that I found that works is called MultiSeal Pro HD 2500 Tire Sealant. And it says it's made in the USA. I don't doubt that. It seems really expensive for what it is. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it'd be that hard to find shredded rubber chunks and then just mix it in with, I don't know, like xanthan gum thickener or guar gum thickener, and make like a gooey chunky liquid and just, you know, inject that into your tires through the valve stem. I don't know. It doesn't seem that difficult to me, but nevertheless, this is the brand that definitely works, and I load up my tires with that, and then when there is a hole, when I run over a thorn, this stuff seals that hole from the inside, and you can keep on running. All right, that's enough about tires today. Are you tired of tires? Have you had enough? Had enough road miles talking about tires? Okay, it's time we hit the pavement. Time we put the pedal to the metal, laid some tracks and burned some rubber.